While the United States deals with questions about immigration, Germany is facing its own immigration issues. State ministers met in Berlin yesterday to discuss setting new national guidelines on immigration and naturalization. One option is a controversial new naturalization questionnaire being used in one German state. It aims to test immigrants' attitudes toward Western democracy and its values. NPR's Rachel Martin reports from Berlin.
The new citizenship questionnaire in Baden-Württemberg doesn't pull any punches. Do you think women must obey their husbands? And if they don't, should husbands be allowed to beat them? Do you think homosexuals should be allowed to hold high-ranking government positions? Do you think the September 11th attacks were committed by terrorists or freedom fighters? This is just a sample of the list of questions developed in Baden-Württemberg earlier this year and also adopted in the state of Hessen. Rainer Grell is with the Baden-Württemberg Ministry of the Interior.
Just because someone knows the difference between the lower and upper houses of parliament doesn't mean they accept our values as their own. We wanted to step back from the facts and figures and instead focus on people's attitudes.
In Germany's federal system, the individual states have primary control over immigration and naturalization policies. In Baden-Württemberg, applicants must sign a statement of loyalty to Germany. If immigration officials have doubts, the applicants can be called back in for an interview based on the new questionnaire. Grell says it was developed in response to a 2004 survey by a German research institute that said almost a quarter of Muslim immigrants believe Islamic law trumps the German constitution. Grell rejects criticism that the new questionnaire targets Muslims.
It's not the Muslim religion that we have a problem with, as long as Muslims believe in our laws and ideas about equality. If their belief collides with that, then we say you might be able to live here, but you cannot be German.
The state of Baden-Württemberg has the highest per capita immigrant population in Germany, most of them from Turkey. In the northern part of the capital, Stuttgart, a group of boys kick around a soccer ball outside an Islamic community center. Gurkay Sofulu is the director of the center and has led a campaign against the new naturalization process.
I was disgusted. Then I was angry. At the end, I was amused.
Sofulu says the questionnaire is unnecessarily provocative and targets personal values that have nothing to do with citizenship. Sofulu says anti-immigration policies like the questionnaire only deepen a growing and potentially dangerous divide between isolated Muslim youth and German society.
They don't identify with Germany, but they need some kind of identity, so they reach out to their home cultures, and they end up taking on more radical ideas and identities than teenagers in Turkey or Morocco.
Some Germans say immigrants have marginalized themselves by creating parallel societies where they can function without learning German and live according to their own values, which may include very different attitudes towards issues like the rights of women. Erhard Körting, a senator from Berlin, takes a different view. He says many of the immigration challenges Germany faces today are rooted in the guest worker programs of the 1960s and 70s that brought roughly 4 million immigrants to Germany without integrating them.
We realize now that these people are here to stay, and if that's the case, then we have to come to some reasonable way of living together. We told the people far too long that these people would come, work, and then go home.
Körting says the country needs to focus on education programs to teach immigrants German language skills, as well as human rights and cultural studies. He says for integration policy to succeed, immigrants have to make an effort to become part of the culture, but German society has to help them. That's a nice sentiment, says Gürkay Sofulu, himself a naturalized German citizen. But it's going to take a while before Germany will embrace its identity as an immigrant country and its immigrant citizens as Germans.
Right now, I can't say I feel like a German, but I would be very happy if the next generation of immigrants could say with full conviction, I'm German.
The interior ministers of all the German states are meeting in Berlin to discuss setting federal standards for naturalization. Several options are under consideration, including the Baden-Württemberg questionnaire. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.
Thank you.